And as we just heard from Tovia, this issue has stirred up passions both for and against. It's safe to say most gays and lesbians are in favor of gay marriage. Or is it? Bob Morris, a columnist for the New York Times and a gay man living in New York, says he and his friends have another view.
Yeah, gay marriage is a civil right that everyone deserves. So how come so many same-sex couples I know are not rushing down the aisle? How come more than a few think this whole uproar is nothing more than a media circus? Marriage. Is it a civil right or a civil wrong? An institution that mixes property ownership with love and church with state. Is that even worth fighting for? And if it is legalized, will same-sex couples soon have to get married to receive their domestic partnership benefits? Nobody wants to be politically incorrect right now, but ask around and you might find that gays are uncomfortable demanding marriage because it's the opposite of an alternative. I even heard of one woman who tells her partner if she ever tried to marry her, she'd want a divorce. But I guess we gays have the right to be as miserable as straight people. Especially, as my friend Paul Rudnick says, if we want to register for the gifts at Williams-Sonoma. Paul's current play, Valhalla, is playing off-Broadway right now. It's about the gay passion for beauty and art rather than for propriety and social standing. In fact, lots of upstanding gay couples I know like feeling they're a little outside the law. They like having no definite societal roles imposed on how they live. It leads to more creativity, maybe even altruism, not to mention some pretty fabulous parties. And, as someone who's been contentedly single for much of my adult life, I like not feeling so stigmatized for being on my own. Well, those days may soon be over. Check out the Lambda Legal Defense and Education Fund's Freedom to Marry Guide, stating that gay people are like everyone else, mowing lawns and having children, and that not being allowed to get married keeps them in a state of permanent adolescence. Adolescent? And what is Britney Spears' recent trip down the aisle for a 55-hour marriage supposed to be? Just as gay people are getting legally acknowledged in municipalities and companies all over the country with domestic partnership benefits, the freedom to define themselves in their own unique way may well be going the way of cigarettes in bars. Paul Rudnick thinks that being gay and single is the new smoking, that it won't be socially acceptable for much longer, and you'll just have to go outside. Ironic. It used to be that the whole point of coming out of the closet was to get people to stop asking you when you're going to get married and have children. For better or for worse, those days are just about over.
Bob Morris writes the Age of Dissonance column in the Style section of the New York Times.